American mayors are worried that the gridlock in Washington will bring Main Street to a halt, and they opened their annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors yesterday by slamming partisan politics. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said, "We need Congress to do its job like we do each and every day." Maybe a veiled reference to the fact that House members are on a week off, one of many instituted by House Leader John Boehner to get lawmakers out of Washington, even though a transportation bill is stalled. Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown called for federal dollars to develop ports to create jobs. Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton warned about job loss from automatic cuts that will come if Congress can't agree on debt reduction by January. As many as 350,000 jobs will be cut from defense and aerospace industries. That includes Lockheed Martin in Orlando, Florida, which is where the mayors are meeting. And while they are there, they might learn something about job growth. Kiplinger has named Orlando one of eight cities that's doing well, but also are projected to outpace the country's 7% job growth between now and 2017. Also on that list, Mayor Stanton's Phoenix. Just 2 years ago, Phoenix had an unemployment rate of 12.2%. Now that's down to 6.6%. How is that possible? Phoenix was at the heart of the housing collapse. Well, we'll have the complete list at hereandnow.org as John Maggs, senior economics editor at Kiplinger, joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. John, welcome.
Great to be here.
And, you know, we spoke recently to Enrico Moretti, the economist out of Berkeley. He has that great new book, New Geography of Jobs. And he talks about clusters, you know, jobs clustering around high tech areas. There's some of that here, but that doesn't explain what's happening in these cities.
The clusters that Moretti talks about involving educational institutions and technology and health science, that does show up on this list, but it's just one of several factors that are going to drive job growth in the next 5 years.
And how did you decide who to look at? We know you wanted to avoid the usual suspects, as you call them, cities like Austin, Texas, Houston, Seattle, and focus on some other cities. So how did you – what did you zero in on?
Our first criteria was that these had to be major cities. So when people talk about low unemployment in North Dakota, there's just not enough jobs being created out there for it to be a place where a lot of people would want to relocate. So we looked at significant metro areas. We looked at the industries that were in place, the industries that were growing the fastest. Some of these cities had roots in large universities, elite research institutions. Others had ties to the energy industry. That's a theme, I think, that comes out on this list. At least over the next 5 years, energy will play an important part in job creation.
Let's get going here. Let's look at the cities that you pick, and we start with Phoenix, one of the hardest-hit areas during the mortgage crisis. Now, job growth pegged at 8 to 10%, way above the national average. What's going on in Phoenix?
Well, there's already been a pretty spectacular comeback in Phoenix. You mentioned the unemployment rate coming down sharply. Phoenix may be the hottest home sale market in the country right now. It's come back the strongest. Now, it fell a lot farther than other markets, but Phoenix and a lot of the fundamentals that made it one of the fastest growing cities in the country over the last 20 years are reasserting themselves again.
Well, it's got beautiful land. It's just beautiful. But even though it had a housing crisis, you say, unlike, say, Las Vegas, where there are so many underwater houses, houses not worth what the mortgage on them is, in Phoenix, home prices are going up.
Right. Las Vegas and its economic boom was built on a lot of air, and a lot of those jobs will not be coming back. A lot of the people that moved there moved to a place that didn't have some of the comparative advantages that Phoenix still has. You know, Phoenix has been the destination for a lot of people and a lot of businesses, especially moving east from Southern California as costs have risen there, as the quality of life has gotten a little tougher. And that's going to be fueling a lot of the job growth in Phoenix. It has the continuous flow of retirees, I think, that move to the area.
And what are some of the companies that are there?
You know, as far as the technology sector, Motorola and Honeywell are major employers. There's a company called Avnet, which is one of the largest distributors of electronic components. It's not as well known as these other companies, but it's a significant player in high tech. Other Fortune 500 firms that are based in Phoenix include Freeport-McMoRan, the mining company, U.S. Airways is there, and PetSmart is there.
Well, the Greater Phoenix Economic Council says 30% of relocations to Phoenix last year were from California. So that may be, you know, we're seeing a shift there. and putting Phoenix in the positive column. Let's move on to Raleigh, North Carolina, a huge real estate boom in the last decade. It survived, though, the crash. Why? What's going on there?
Raleigh just has so many things that favor it. It's in North Carolina, which is a state that's done relatively well through the recession. It's a state capital in a state that has good finances, and state government's been growing pretty strongly there. It's in an area that has some of the premier educational institutions in the country and is attractive to people that are moving there just for that reason. But then all these institutions are creating lots and lots of jobs in technology, in the health sciences. Major biotech companies have headquarters or significant operations in the Research Triangle area. And then finally, Raleigh has become something of a regional center for the music scene. Young people are flocking there, and it's become cool to move to Raleigh. And all these things help drive growth and kind of a buzz about a place and reinforce the fundamentals in the economy.
Right. Well, and the state is also reasonably healthy, and that helps the city, too, because, you know, they're going to get funds from the state. They're going to have government jobs.
Right. And it's the state capital, and so that will be a solid and growing employer. And government just creates an awful lot of private sector jobs related to government. So even in states where government isn't growing as quickly, it's still a kind of a multiplier.
You talk about a city being hip, perhaps none hipper than Portland, Oregon. But Portland, you know, had devastating job losses in the recession. And, you know, you say it has made a spectacular recovery. Is it the same sort of combination of hip and high tech?
So far it is. If you throw in the fact that, and this has, I think, been undercounted, Portland is a very big port. It's connected to the international economy in ways that other cities are not. Those are all big sources of jobs in Portland, and it's retained its image as a destination for young people. So I think that that certainly helps. And technology is enjoying quite a comeback all over the country. So that's a common theme in our list.
Ambling madly all over the town, the call to arms you liken to a whisper.
Some of you recognize the Decemberists. We're listening to them now. They are part of what makes Portland magic. And we've been talking with John Maggs, senior economics editor at Kiplinger. Again, Portland, he said, is growing because of hip and high tech. The Silicon Forest, home to 1,200 high tech firms, but also musicians like the Decemberists. What do you want us to know about your city? When we talked about cities before, we heard from Andy Koipilar, who said, hey, there are amazing tech clusters around Detroit and Ann Arbor, don't leave us out. Larry V wrote that the top four cities in Texas have added more jobs than the entire top 50 cities in the U.S. So let us know, if you're not hearing about your city here, what should we know about it? Hereandnow.org. Back in a minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation about jobs. According to the Labor Department, unemployment rates fell in 356 of the 372 largest cities in the U.S., largely because of summer hiring on farms and tourism. Salinas, California, which is near the tourist destinations of Monterey and Carmel, just saw its rate fall from 14.7% in March to 11.6% in April. Ocean City, New Jersey had the second largest drop from 15.8% to 13.5%, still so high. Among the 49 largest cities, Riverside, San Bernardino, California has the highest unemployment rate, 11.7%, followed by Las Vegas, Nevada with 11.6%. But we're talking about where the jobs are going to be. John Maggs is senior economics editor at Kiplinger. They just produced a list of 8 high-growth cities, cities that have bounced back but are projected to bounce further. And, John, we mentioned Orlando's on that list. It's the home, of course, of Mickey Mouse. It's also a growing tech center. And it's one of 3 Florida cities recovering most quickly from that state's housing crash, the other 2 being Jacksonville and Fort Lauderdale. But what else is going on in Orlando that's helping create jobs there?
Well, Orlando was one of the fastest growing cities in the country for 10 years before the crash. It's not just Disney, but it's all the other resorts that are moving there. It has always set itself up to try to lure businesses. So you see, for example, I was reading the other day about the company that owns Planet Hollywood moving headquarters in a major operation and creating some jobs there. They wanted to add some jobs, so they decided to put them in Orlando. Florida, of course, doesn't have a state income tax, and it, compared to other cities in Florida, maintains a fairly low tax rate. I believe it has the lowest property tax rate of any city in Florida. So when they came on hard times during the recession, the mayor there made some pretty difficult budget cuts and didn't raise taxes at all. He decided low taxes was one of the reasons that companies like to move to Orlando, and that's one of the reasons that they're coming out of this recession looking better than a lot of Florida cities.
Well, it's funny because other cities in places like the Northeast have tried to lure business by slashing taxes and giving breaks, and the record there is that more often those businesses don't stay. But Orlando might be a place companies are apt to linger longer in. It's the Sunshine State.
That's right. Sunshine is not going out of style. One of the reasons companies like to move there is they know that people will be happy to live in that kind of weather.
Nashville, Tennessee, so hit hard by weather recently, but the unemployment rate, 6.5%, again, against the 8.2% nationally. What's going on there?
Nashville has been emerging now for about 10 years as a major metropolitan area. It wasn't on most people's radar screens, but it's now, you know, well over a million in the metro area. It's grown quite quickly. I think it's one of the fastest growing cities next to Raleigh on our list. It's got the music industry, of course, and that anchors the image of Nashville as kind of a cool place to be. But beyond that, it's got a significant tech sector. It happens to be the transportation hub of Tennessee, even though FedEx is located down the road in Memphis. If you look at a map, you can see that Nashville is really the transportation center of Tennessee, and that's a significant employer in the area. You know, really good educational institutions and quite a affordable cost of living.
Well, we want to mention a couple other cities growing because of energy. Oklahoma City, current unemployment rate 4%, and they have a natural gas boom there. San Antonio, what's behind San Antonio's growth?
Well, we included San Antonio on the list because so many people do think of Austin, which is not far away. But in fact, San Antonio is 20% larger than Austin, and it's growing almost as fast in terms of population and jobs. It's a diverse city, maybe a little more diverse than Austin. It's been the center of energy production for Central and South Texas. A lot of companies are headquartered there. You have a music scene there, and you have telecommunications companies, regional bell companies that are based in San Antonio. So it's not a giant city, but it's a large metropolitan area, more than 2 million in the metro area. And there's a kind of critical mass of economic growth in San Antonio that we think is going to make it a very good place to look for a job over the next 5 years.
But how does it work when you have a city that booms like this and people go there for jobs? Does that drive their unemployment rate up?
No. Actually, one of the best drivers of job creation is simply a growing labor force and a city that is increasing in size. When a city increases in size, all sorts of businesses say, that's a place where I should open my business. It makes sense to go there. Now, not all cities that increase population add jobs as readily as other places. And when you start burrowing into it, you can see that other factors become important, like the level of taxation there, the cost of real estate, and generally the cost of business there, other things that contribute to a business being able to expand quickly.
And overall, John Maggs, as we look at these eight cities, and we'll post everything at hereandnow.org, what are some of the things in common?
One thing that's common to the cities that we named is a significant energy sector. You've seen with natural gas and oil, but especially with natural gas, kind of a huge boom in energy and energy employment in the United States. So that's a factor in Oklahoma City. It's a factor in San Antonio. You also see technology and the rebound in technology being a common theme in these cities. If I can make a larger generalization, intellectual capital is kind of a common theme as well. You see many of these cities have really significant educational institutions of higher learning that generate both educated and highly skilled graduates, but also ideas that filter out into the community, you know, the source of entrepreneurship and job creation. So we're in an information age economy, and the intellectual dimension to most of these cities is evident if you look at look down the list.
Well, and it underscores, as you know, as we started, we were talking about the economist Enrico Moretti and his book, New Geography of Jobs. It seems to underscore that thinking that it's not about a widgets factory moving to town. It's more about ideas coming to town.
That's right.
John Maggs, senior economics editor at Kiplinger's, with a look at where the jobs are. For the full list of the eight cities, go to hereandnow.org. John, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, little darling. Tell me that you'll never leave me.
Come on, let's go by the San Antonio band Girl in a Coma. Another message I'm taking from all of this, if you want a growing city, welcome indie bands. Again, let us know if you think your city is developing a buzz at hereandnow.org. Latest news is next. Here and Now.